just this week, sighting number 41 of a cougar in Michigan was confirmed. We wanted to learn a little bit more about this, since until just a few years ago, the Department of Natural Resources was skeptical about cougar sightings. Last week, when the confirmation sighting number was still 40, we spoke with the DNR's large carnivore specialist in the Bear and Wolf program, Cody Norton. Hi there.
Hi.
First, I want to clear up something. I've been reading news reports that read, X number of cougars have been sighted, and I think I would have said there have been X number of sightings of cougars. So in the state, 40 cougars or 40 sightings of cougars?
Yeah, that's a good point to make. Yeah, there's been 40 confirmed sightings, you know, where we actually had evidence that we could say without a doubt this is a cougar, but definitely we get pictures or tracks or scat from, you know, multiple examples of those from an individual cougar while it moves around. Obviously, they stand out, and if people happen to get a picture of them or anything else, they're usually going to share that.
Well, do we have an estimate of the number of cougars that might be in the state right now?
No, we do not have any evidence that suggests that we have a breeding population. So every cougar that we've been able to get a sex on, whether it's from a photograph or DNA evidence, or in the case of a couple of cougars that were actually poached, and we had the carcasses, all of those have been males, usually young males, which really just suggests that they're young males from western populations that took off. We call it dispersing. And they're basically looking for a new territory where they don't have to compete with other males, and pretty much they never find a female and just keep cruising, and we end up getting some traveling through.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are they permanent residents or just passing through? It sounds like they're passing through.
Yeah, we actually had one back in, I think, 2010, and that was a cougar that was actually from South Dakota that was documented in Minnesota, Wisconsin, the UP of Michigan, ended up going all the way over to Connecticut and got hit by a car.
They travel a lot, it sounds like, these young males.
Absolutely. They're kind of like young males of any species. They're out looking for females.
Are cougars a protected species in Michigan?
Yep. They are considered endangered by the state, so they're categorized as endangered. So, yep, they cannot be harvested.
One thing that's been suggested is that some of these cougars might be former pets that were let loose. Is there any evidence behind that?
I think in other eastern states, like along, you know, closer to the eastern seaboard where they've shown up, there is evidence that they are released pets. You know, they've done genetic analyses, and they actually are South American stock, you know, from South American populations. The cougars that we've been able to do DNA analysis on have belonged to those populations that are associated with South Dakota, Nebraska, or Wyoming. So they seem to be, you know, probably just dispersing males and not released pets.
Let's talk a little bit about history of cougars in Michigan. Any idea how many cougars might have been around prior to European settlement?
You know, before European settlement, just in general, I mean, they were the most widely distributed land mammal in the Western Hemisphere. So, like I said, they were in North America. They were also in Central and South America. And so we don't really have a population estimate of what would have been in Michigan specifically, but they were widely distributed. They were very abundant.
Are cougars mentioned much in early histories of the state or histories of the counties?
Yeah, one of the best records I think we have of cougars is just, you know, most of the states back then had bounties on them. So they would pay hunters and trappers to kill cougars. And basically, you know, the early settlers viewed cougars as a danger to livestock and humans and competition for wild game. So, you know, those old records of, you know, paying bounties to people to kill them are kind of one of the best tools we have.
So we can blame state government for the disappearance of cougar population, it sounds like.
Sure.
As I mentioned, the Department of Natural Resources was skeptical about cougar sightings, suggesting people saw bobcats or something else. Now that we've confirmed there are cougars at least passing through the state, do you have any idea when they first started kind of traveling through Michigan?
You know, we've confirmed, obviously, with the, you know, the advent of trail cameras, that has helped a ton with getting, you know, good evidence that doesn't wash away in the rain or melt in the sun, where we can verify reports. You know, we were able to confirm one, I think, as far back as 1998. We had a highly likely one in 2004. And so basically as a response to that, we created a cougar team that's made up of, you know, wildlife biologists that are trained to identify cougars. And so then starting in 2008, we had kind of an established protocol for how we were going to investigate any cougar sightings that came up. And so we've had those 40 different confirmed sightings of cougars have all been since 2008, and that's kind of how we now keep track.
Well, there's one guy I was reading somewhere, I forget now, but he had a cougar on his trail cam, but he said he'd been seeing them since the 1970s. Is that likely?
You know, so we actually have a reporting form online now where people can go on and submit reports of cougar sightings or any evidence that they might have. And I'll tell you, we get a lot every week, you know, and usually, you know, a portion of those will have evidence, and we get pictures of house cats, we get pictures of bobcats, we get pictures of fishers. You know, we've kind of, you know, it's just our job to wade through and try to figure out the ones that we can tell 100% are cougars. I think there is a lot of misidentification, or, you know, you see a flash of something, and sometimes your mind sees what it wants to see. So, you know, that's why we rely on evidence that, you know, is incontrovertible, that we know that's a cougar, and those are the ones we're going to document.
Okay, I'm out on a trail. I turn around, I go around this rock, and there's a cougar standing right in front of me. What should I do?
In terms of trying to document it, or
yeah, well, I'll be taking pictures of after they get my heart out of my throat. But yeah, what should I do? I mean, am I in danger? How badly am I? Do I run? Do I, you know, wave? What do I do?
Sure. So, you know, most of the time when you see incidences between cougars and people, you know, they do happen. You know, for the most part, that's going to be out west in, you know, robust populations where you've got a lot of animals. You know, your chances of running into one in Michigan are extremely low. But if you do know, in general, you don't want to run from a cougar or any other large carnivore. You're going to want to face the animal, look as big as you can, you know, wave your arms, talk to it in a loud voice. Just try to kind of show that you wouldn't be something easy to take down. If you do, you know, look into attacks that happen out west, a lot of times it's people that are running or biking or moving away from the animal at a fast rate. And with cougars, that can kind of trigger an attack out of them because it feels like it's prey that's running away from you that you should chase.
Yeah, I think I'd have a hard time grabbing my camera fast enough.
Absolutely. And, you know, if you were to see something like that, you know, maybe it left tracks, maybe there's scat in the area, so you can certainly still give us a call and report that, and we'll try to document it as best as we can.
Cody Norton is a large carnivore specialist with the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Bear and Wolf Program. Hey, thanks for telling us about cougars in Michigan.
Thanks for having me on.